I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
Welcome to the Frustrations Podcast. This is episode number we don't remember.
Yes.
I am Krithat Srinivasan. With me is my co-host Rupen Paul.
That's correct. Hey Krithat, what's happening?
Oh man, I am so tired of sitting at home.
Oh God.
I'm genuinely tired right now.
Yeah, no. Okay. Actually, Krithat
like
has had
reached.
He's had a long day of work, which means I'm guessing 5 hours.
No, 5 hours plus cooking.
Yeah, cooking. Cooking is legit work, dude. I think that's the most honest work.
Yeah. Like people kept complaining that they miss like being outside but when we go outside, we bitch about traffic.
True.
So like, it's almost like we can't make up our mind. I love driving, dude.
During the lockdown, right?
I love driving irrespective.
Yeah. Especially during the lockdown, it's so good, man. But except that you reach a lot more faster. So you want to get out of the home. You want to get out of your home rather. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to be in traffic for long. And then you reach off like in some 5 minutes and all, dude. It's kind of irritating.
Yeah, correct. You cannot enjoy the radio at all. Haha. Saw what I did.
That's right.
Killing it with my segues. Like, that's
oh, love the segues. I love the four segues. Love it.
Yeah, four segues is the best. I don't know how. See, we are like, I think now.
No, the problem with four segues, you can't do a four segue without doing a thumbs up sign afterwards.
Yeah, without addressing it either.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look what I saw what I did there. I'm so cool.
You either have to do a four segue and then a thumbs up sign, or a four segue and ha ha.
Yeah.
Like, give me.
Okay,
give me a random topic. Give me a random topic.
Audio recording.
Audio recording. All right. And now I'm going to start the conversation. So my day was really good. But, you know, not many people cared about my day today because I didn't post anything on Instagram. But, you know, what else people don't care about? Audio recordings.
Oh, my God. What a great segue. Yeah. We are totally killing it with this podcast, casually.
Casually, yeah. But this is a good segue to get into our topic because, you know, who else uses... this is such a meta. You know who else uses casual segues?
Radio jockeys.
That's right.
This is so bad. Hello, guys. Welcome to our podcast where we take too long to introduce the subject. Dude, but you know something? I actually was supposed to work in radio. Like, that was supposed to be my thing. Like, when I was in college, I told my parents that I'd even done internships at the radio station. I'd written projects for them. Mm. I had made up my mind that I'm going to work as a radio jockey.
Yeah, I think you'd be a pretty dope radio jockey, man. I really think so.
Because except for my voice. I don't think my voice has enough baritone.
Oh, that's actually the criteria, I think, based on which people get chosen as RJs. Because every single RJ... Okay, not everyone. I know a couple of ones who have horrible voices. But like, you know, but like 99.99999%, everyone has a great, sexy, deep, really cool voice that you can listen to all
day. Very intense voice.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what it is that takes. Do people still listen to the radio? What is the stats?
I have no idea what the stats are, dude. But
do you think people listen to the radio? Like, do you know people who do?
I do not know. The only people I know who listen to radio are the people who are on radio. They'll be like, hey, I'm on radio. Could you listen to me?
Like, we've become a very like visual world right now.
Yes.
Think about it. Like, there's very few examples where only like our podcast, for example.
Yes.
Much lower viewership compared to our YouTube videos.
Listenership than our YouTube videos, for sure. Yeah. I would say like it's our podcast, and then lower than that, our podcast, a little above our podcast is maybe our blog. And we know how blogs, like, we're in the last days of blogs, right? Yeah. and our blogs get more viewership than listenership for our podcast.
Yes, that's what is insane. That's why I think even now, like if you think about it, like I was listening to the radio the other day. I still listen to the radio because I don't know why. And the car, mostly.
In the car.
You don't have to pick your playlist. And then my mom has a radio in the kitchen in my parents' house. So when I go to my parents' house, when she's cooking in the kitchen and stuff, she just leaves the radio running.
Right.
So those are my maximum exposure to radios, which I think a lot of people, like nobody like decides to watch radio, like how you decide to watch TV.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. But
that's the thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but like I think just to add on to the point that you mentioned, like people do listen to radios mainly in the cars, right? And I think like it's high time right now, like, you know, car manufacturers have to just sponsor radio stations, because think about it, even like a great radio station can make a shitty car great. Because you're driving a really shitty car, but you're listening to an amazing radio show and you're still jamming to the track that's on, right? And then you forget that you're driving like a Maruti 800, which has been like handed down to four people and then came to you with like a bumper half hanging out, like a person who has been injured.
Like the most redundant value add can actually add value.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
good. Yeah.
But I think these radio stations should stop giving traffic updates, firstly.
Correct.
Because, see, every time I've been in the car and reached a point where I'm in traffic, and then the radio jock is like, hey, guess what? Guess where there's traffic? On MG Road. I'm like, I'm on MG Road. You know, like, they're not...
Yeah. What is the alternative? What is the alternative? I think they should have, like, really honest radio traffic updates. Hey, the traffic is really high on MG Road, so stay at home in your office and shit in your office toilet.
And they actually say that, most people don't even give alternate routes. Because you do realize even the RJ is just Googling for traffic updates.
Yeah, they're using a GPS. They're using Google Maps.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, here red is there. We'll just say it out loud. That's like the laziest form of content creation.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah. That's like quite a big hurt, quite a big burn to RJs, dude. Like, you know, you guys are lazy and you can't write your own shit, which is why you're talking about traffic and live updates. I'm in traffic, piece of shit.
I'm in traffic. Yeah. That's just the frustration of traffic, not even radio.
I really, really enjoy like good RJs, man. There are a couple of RJs whom you and I know in Bangalore itself.
You know, there are few RJs that I listen to when they talk. You know, when the RJ talks, you'd switch to another station that's playing music.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's some RJs whom I would just listen to. Like, I don't know if you, like, people know. So, you know, Shraddha, right? The RJ who is now in Sumukhi's show.
Oh, she's hilarious. Oh my God. What a hilarious. If you haven't watched this, please go watch Pushpavali. I'm guessing she's there in season two as well, because I haven't watched season two.
Yeah, she's in season one and season two.
And she's hilarious.
She's mind blowing. And she used to do the morning show when I used to be in college. And my college drive was an hour and a half to get to college.
Yes.
So, and I just set my car to her station and just listen to the radio. Just listen to her talk and listen to the music. Like, she's hilarious, dude. There are some RJs who are destined to do that.
There are some RJs, I can't agree more. There are some RJs that are really cut out to do that. There are a couple of really good RJs I know. I think, like, I haven't listened to Shraddha's radio show, but Darius is really, really good. Like,
very on point.
Yeah, we both did a show at some point, right? Like, he had a startup stand-up show. And it was just so cool to see him work, dude. Like, it was like, you know, like a craftsman. Like, if you go to like a place where they make something, right? And it's so awesome to see like a really skilled craftsman doing his job.
That is so true.
And he got like the entire show done in like 25 minutes and it was beautiful, right? But I feel like good RJs are watered down with horrible advertising. Horrible advertising.
I completely agree. Like, great RJ, but he has to say shit like Sriram Sulia, another Bangalore RJ that I can't get enough of. And
great RJ.
Since forever.
Yeah.
Right? First, he used to be in a different radio station, host the morning show. Then he hosts the evening show. Now he's hosting a Hindi radio station. Like, this dude has done everything.
Okay? Yeah.
And it's so amazing because I listen to him and then he's like, hey, but my show is brought to you by some real estate brand that you've never heard of. Like, I'm like, oh, come on, you're way cooler than that.
Yeah, that's a sad part too. That's a sad part of, you know, corporate entertainment. Like, you get into corporate entertainment. This is such a artist only podcast, I feel, which we have to come out of soon. But like, even if you're telling a really cool joke or you have a really cool line, it'd be like, but this line is sponsored by a mattress company.
Oh man, that is damn sad. It almost but that's the only way radio can survive at this point. And it's not like podcast advertising where you can just say like, hey guys, get on this platform and buy this and then move on. No, you have to do it every hour before you finish a link, after you finish a link. But some radio ads are really nice, except some of them, sometimes it's just like, dude, you're just a radio ad station. Like, that's where
it is. Yeah, there's no music. Yeah. But I don't know if it's the case. I don't know if it's the case with other cities, right? But like, Bangalore has some really cool radio channels too. Like,
right.
yeah, it had some really cool radio channels. There was like the Rock Hour. You remember the Rock Hour that was hosted by this guy called Shaggy?
Yeah.
What a great
I was listening to it every night. Back from shows.
Exactly. And what a great pick of music. And I think RJs can do such a great job. I really don't feel like... I know like this whole podcast is supposed to be like, crap, radio. Why do people listen to radio? RJs advertising. Yeah. But dude, like, think about it. There's a person who's an expert in music who's going to open your ears to like new stuff that you haven't seen before. Okay, you have to listen to some Pep's ad and like how the new Avengers movie, you can get like a special ticket. Dude, I don't understand why people listen to... Why do people advertise? Like, who are they targeting?
But tell me, have you ever been like a victim to this?
Never.
Radio advertising.
Never.
Instagram advertising, I will give it to you. I see a shoe ka photo and I'm like, oh crap, I have to buy this.
Instagram advertising is very visual, dude. But like, have you bought anything from a radio ad?
No, never. It's never really there. It's like, you just
I feel
hear
you paused
it.
Too much for that answer.
I'll tell you why. Okay, because like there's some things that I found out about from radio ad, but I didn't buy it immediately, but I heard about it. And then later I was like, came across it on an Instagram ad and I was like, oh.
Dude, it's I don't understand. What did you buy it? But did you buy it eventually?
I don't know. I think so.
What
I can't
it?
Afford it. Whatever, what they, were it? Selling, whatever they were selling.
Wait, what were they selling?
It's a mattress only, dude.
That's why you pause so much. I can't believe this
mattress.
Is Krithat's podcast idea. He wanted to talk about radio and we didn't mention it in the points that we wrote down, but he's the only person I know who's actually thought of buying a mattress after listening to a radio ad.
No, but it triggers the first thought because I've read about the mattress and I wrote about it or something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I should, you know, get the best comfort that my back deserves.
See, I have a theory, dude. Like, I feel, you know, I feel like people who buy stuff of radio advertising, right? They can be convinced to even kill someone because they can be convinced into like a holy war, right? Because all they need is like, what is radio advertising? Radio advertising is repetition, right? Peps India. The first time I'll be like, Peps India, why the hell do I want to buy a mattress? I'm driving back home. And then after five minutes, Peps India. It'll be like, Peps India, why the hell do I want to buy a mattress? But maybe one day, like if my back, they said back, like, okay, that's not, I didn't hear that the first time. I didn't hear that it solves your back issue. And the third time.
I tell you what radio advertisement is, okay? It's basically your mom giving you instructions. Like she tells you once, twice, thrice, the fourth time, you're like, all right, if I buy it, will you shut up?
Yeah, eventually you start thinking to yourself like, maybe this mattress will make me happier, and then you just buy it, dude.
I totally agree, man. But like, I'll tell you, there's one thing that is okay. First there's advertising, okay, and then there are certain radio shows. Okay, now obviously some of is becoming too Bangalore centric a podcast, but back in the days, Dr. Shyam Bhatt, he used to run a show on the radio,
right?
Where he's an actual psychiatrist, right? And people used to call in and share their problems with him, which firstly I find very uncomfortable. Although there's anonymity and all that, apparently people find comfort in it.
Yeah.
But there are also RJs who are like not trained to handle mental problems, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, are you having a bad day? Give me a call. Let's talk. I'm like, no, honey, that's not how it works. Like,
yeah. Because trust me, the last person, when you're going through a really depressing period in your day or in your life or in your week, whatever, and RJs are always on, dude. I think RJs are always on, right? And I think it comes to the occupation. You're just always on. Like for example, if you're a flight, I read somewhere like, you know, flight attendants have that problem because you're so polite and kind. Hi, sir, thank you. Could I help you with that luggage? Please be seated. And when they go back home, they can't be like, hey, everything is horrible. Give me food. I'm irritated. They can't do that immediately. So when they come back home, they'll be like, hi, can I help you? Thank you so much. Thank you for the food. Thank you. All right, I'm going to go sleep. Right? So RJs also have that thing. RJs are so like, you know, high energy. That the last person you want to speak to when you're depressed is someone who's high energy, right? Like if you're just say you've been fired, then your son is going to marry your enemy's daughter.
Like very realistic.
Your
very
car
realistic.
Has been towed all on the same day, and then you're going through a bad day, and you call up someone like, "Hey, please feel free to call at 511-322-555 some shit," and then that person says like, "Hello, Bangalore, how's it going? Hi, Ram, how can I help you?"
You're like, can you be less happy? Like, what the hell?
That's it. That's all I need. Yeah. Yeah, some people are not trained, and right?
Like, yeah, that is true. They're not. You're not cut out to do that job. Your job is to play the playlist.
You can't give advice to a personal problem with like 50,000 people listening to you.
Correct. That. And you just know that person for the duration of the call. That's as much information as you have.
Yeah. And imagine later, right? Later, like this guy who's given like this love advice, or this is asking for like love advice to this RJ, right? Meets this RJ in real life. He can't introduce, and even if he's like a CEO of a company, he can't introduce himself as a CEO of a company. He'll be like, dude, remember that time I wanted to kill myself because of this girl? I'm that guy.
Oh, man. Oh, do you know the only way this can actually work out? Okay. Is if some guy calls the radio station, okay, and he has a problem, like he can't get to sleep at night and he has a back pain, and the radio jockey is like, wait a second, we're selling mattresses.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Also, you read my mind completely. Yeah, like you can't give advice and follow it up by advertisement. Like, what if the advertisement is very weirdly done? It's an ironic
what
ad.
If the ad. What if the ad completely contradicts what the RJ just said?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. You can't... That's like instead of getting advice from a psychiatrist, you're getting it from like somebody who's selling you products.
Yeah. And imagine also like the people who are queued up to get their advice handled, right? And like basically like this, there's a guy who's been dumped, there's a guy who's been fired, there's a guy who's going to kill himself, right? And the guy who's going to kill himself is queued number 3, right? And like you said, like your call is on wait as advertising is being run about a free vacation at amusement park outside the city.
Like, I like how every time we're being very like discreet about the ad, I can actually imagine exactly which brand.
Which company, right? Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. There's this new thing that's happening now on radio, which I have to talk about. Which is radios have run out of their length. Okay, like they're completely, like they've been spread out enough. Now there's no more to spread.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't have the attention span for radio anymore.
Yeah.
Which is why they're like, hey, guess what we did? We went to the mall and played games with people.
Oh, yeah.
But you obviously can't see it on the radio station.
Yeah.
You can't see this on radio.
You can
so
hear
they're
it.
Like, go follow us on Instagram.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen this yet. This is so weird.
Yeah, because they're like, I'm like, hey, you are an audio medium. You had one job to do
very
audio
idea.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, guess what we did? We did something really cool. Go on Instagram and check it out. The video is over there. I'm like, no, that is you failing at your job.
Yeah, man. That's like, you know, us as like comedians, like doing our work and then it not working, like just having a horrible set. No one's laughing at our jokes. And they'd be like, read my blog, guys. It's damn funny.
Yeah, go see my YouTube videos.
Go see my YouTube videos.
It's just something that's just like, how did you hit that big a dead end?
Yeah, I know. I think it's just hard to have conversation after a certain point. And it's hard to keep creating content to people who don't care, I think. Or people who are listening to you because their phone is not... Probably people are listening to radio because like their phone is out of battery. Or they're just going through such a horrible time with someone. They're like, let me put my phone on flight mode and say it fell in the water. And then they still have like an hour and a half to kill. So then they just put the radio on. Right?
Yeah.
I think
when I'm out of podcasts or I'm tired of my playlist is when I listen to the radio.
Yeah, I think it's the same with me. I would say like when I'm driving, I really like a good radio show, but I hate advertising. And I think, I don't know, I think people should stop advertising on radio. And the stuff, and you're advertising to the wrong demographic, I think. Like the people who buy stuff of advertising, they can buy anything. So you don't have to worry. Correct. Like you can put like one, you know, behind our auto rickshaws in Bangalore, there's advertising, right? Like these people will buy even that. They'll be like, buy a water purifier. I said, how would you buy it? It was written at the back of an auto.
Oh, that is so... That
same
is so
people. Yeah. Are we coming to our main point?
Yeah, but I think the most pressing issue right now...
Yes, the most pressing issue.
Is why are people still calling radio stations? To play music of their choice.
That's really
literally
cool.
Any other way would have been better.
Yeah.
How is this still a thing? Back in the days, I understand. Like, so when my dad used to listen to AIR, okay, I remember this time.
Dude, AIR is so underrated, dude.
Yeah, and they had the show on All India Radio called Fauji Bhaiyo Ki Farmaish, okay? Which is basically Fauji? They only take Bhaiyo Ki Farmaish.
Wait, I want to try and translate it. Fauji is something army. Okay. And I know Krithat's dad listens to this podcast. Sorry, uncle. I don't know Hindi that much. Fauji.
Okay, try.
Something with the army. Okay, go ahead.
Bhaiyo. Fauji Bhaiyo Ki Farmaish.
Which means I only know army. Yeah, I only know army.
He's very evidently South Indian.
Yes, that's true.
It basically translates to request from the army people.
Oh, that's okay, pretty cool. Robin Williams movie, dude. Good Morning Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Good Morning. I think it's based on a true story where he would basically take requests and, you know, just to make like the people in the army happy. Like America's fighting Vietnam, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so there was actually an AIR show where every night they would only take requests from people from the armed forces.
Okay.
Okay, and I, for some reason, we used to listen to that show in the night. Like my dad has just played it on the radio because it used to have that same atmosphere, same songs, songs that everybody likes play. And that was a time when you couldn't switch on your computer and look for a song.
Right.
But today you don't need that.
Yeah, I know.
You don't need to call the radio station and be like, hey, can you play my song? It's dedicated to my friend. It's his birthday today. And your friend is not even listening to the radio anymore.
Yeah, I think it's the dedicating a song, right? No, I think it's people dedicating songs. I think song requests exist only because people are dedicating songs to each other. And I think that's the only way I can make sense of this really absurd idea is that, you know, like, it's like two people who are dedicating songs to each other. I think they've tried everything else in their life to make that relationship work, dude. And nothing else is working. Like, there's someone who's left and is not answering phone calls, who's not responding to messages, who's got blocked on social media. And the only thing is, hey, let me dedicate this song. I just called to say I love you to so-and-so.
And then cross and your fingers and hope that person is listening to radio.
Yeah, basically cross your fingers and hope that person is in a car with her phone switched off and is bored to death also. Or him. It could be anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Too many stars need to align.
That should be the motto of radio. Too many stars need to align for you to get listenership.
But here's the thing, okay, if you had to like pop quiz, if you had to dedicate, I mean, if you had to call into the radio for one reason, what would it be?
Oh, dude, I have so many reasons, dude. Because the thing is, the way to go answer your question is to bet on the idea that no one's listening to your radio, okay? That no one listens to your radio. So like if you have had a bad day at office, right, you can just tune into radio and be like, hey, can you play this song, I Hate Everything About You, by Ugly Kid Joe, right? And I want to dedicate this to my boss. And then, yeah, like I think radio, here's how, okay, this is like the best tip, dude, like for people to start getting more listenership. They should take only controversial song requests. Like, I'd like to dedicate this song, Bad Girlfriend, to the mother of my children who's now not my wife.
Oh my god.
And then everyone will be like, oh crap, did you hear what he said about you in the radio? This is why you gotta listen to radio.
Oh, look at you taking a problem and making money out of it.
This is what you gotta do, man.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I'll tell you what, okay. Here's the thing. Like, you know, insecure people would do anything to listen to all possible media to make sure that they are mentioned or not.
That is true.
Right? And yeah, so I think it's just that. So I think radio should just ride on this horrible idea from a comedian.
Oh, shit. But I like how this podcast started with, hey, we're going to shit on radio. And then halfway through, we're like, actually, radio, Papa, it's dying. So sad.
No, dude, it's only, if I had met like horrible RJs who are horrible, right, who are really bad to me, I would have just changed it. But like all the RJs that I met are pretty cool, dude.
That's true. All right, long live radio then.
Long live radio. Stop advertising, that's all.
Yeah, stop advertising. There should be some other way, dude. Like, somebody should just buy a radio station, crowdfund the radio station. All of those models failed, by the way.
Internet radio, bro. Internet radio. It already exists. You can, without advertising, just play everything.
Or cut down the advertising. Or make it more seamless, you know. like the one we told you about. Like, when somebody calls, you'll be like, hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Mattresses.
You should basically have a list of advertisers, and you should have them all on play buttons. And according to people's problems, you should play an ad that corresponds to that afterwards. Which is what, you know, who does this? Jay Shetty does this. He's very smart, dude. Like, after this, he became a hero because he talks about like a really emotional topic. Okay. Like, you know, how do you maximize productivity while being in another job? And then you won't even know it's an advertisement, right? Like, in between, you'll be like, oh crap, he's actually selling me orange juice. Like, how did this happen? He's so amazing at that. That's what, yeah, it's got to be more subtle. Yeah, like you said.
That's what you learned from Jay Shetty. Of all the inspirational things he could say.
Yeah, that's
the one thing I learned from him is he's very like discreet about advertising.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fun episode.
But I
had fun. Rupen, did you have fun?
I had fun. But I think, did you watch Indian Matchmaking?
Oh yeah, I loved Indian Matchmaking.
I'm sure you loved
it's
Indian.
It's ironically very funny.
Right. Very well said.
The Netflix show, guys. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, it's a Netflix
show.
Reality show, yeah.
So, you know, sadly, in Indian Matchmaking, like, a lot of people are not able to, like, people on the show are not able to come to terms with the fact, like, hey, how am I doing an arranged marriage? Like, I was supposed to be cool in life. How am I doing an arranged marriage? And then what is the common answer that they all say?
What? Like, they tried dating, but
yes,
it didn't work out.
They tried everything. And I think, sadly, that's why people listen to radio, dude.
The arranged marriage of entertainment medias.
Yeah. It's so sad. It's like the traditional thing, the traditional system that entertained our forefathers and our grandfathers that worked for all of them, which is still there, like, in the hope, like, you know, there might be still people out there. And I think we got a lot of optimism, dude. And they still do a really good job just for those few people because they're so optimistic. Yeah, we're going to get listeners today. And I think that's what we should do.
That's keeping us. Hope is there.
Yes.
Hope. Hope is a great thing.
Hope is a great way to end this podcast. Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully you liked it, guys. If you did, please share it.
I like how you ended with a shitty segue also.
I had to. That is the theme of today. So if you like the podcast, do tell your friends about it. And you can send me a Rupen a DM on Instagram. And because we, you know, we put up stuff there that we cannot show you on the podcast. Go ahead, do that. Listen to radios, buy the mattresses, buy those homes that they're selling. Because
support everyone, guys, especially during the lockdown. Like, during the lockdown, no one's making money. Like, I think you should buy a mattress now. If you're getting paid a salary, just buy a mattress. Make someone's day.
That's true. All right, guys, that was fun. We will see you the next week. Thank you for tuning in.